Okay, Chevra, we're still learning the Malacha of Tochen. Last time we learned, we focused on the question as to whether Tochen has to be dak-dak or not. We pointed out that the Lashon of Parim, according to the Girsa of Rashi, implies that it is cut into very fine pieces, as opposed to paris, which just sounds like a prusa. It just sounds like it's cut up at all. And Rashi presumably holds that you violate tochen only if it's dak-dak. But we ask the kasha, there's a stira in Rashi's, because on the same page, the Gemara discusses someone who makes a chalsa, someone who's making like a basket of sorts, and you violate 11 malachos when you make the basket. One of those malachos, according to Rashi, is asan dakos me achas daim oshalosh habeis a tochein. Rashi says if I cut the thing into two or three different pieces, that would be the malacha of tochein. So we ask Akasha, doesn't tochein require dak dak? Doesn't tochein require that to cut into very fine pieces? So last time we learned, we had two different mahalchem. We said from the Ketos HaShulchan B'Shem Tzemach Tzedek that maybe dak dak is a requirement in only one dimension. But in the case of someone who does basket weaving, is making the kavera, so you cut it very thin, but it's very thin and long, so that's how you're going to be chayiv. And based on this, in the Arachos Shabbos, they quote the Rebbe Yashiv says, you're not allowed to make carrot salad on Shabbos, no? Because carrot salad, apparently, you're cutting the carrots down into very fine pieces, so that would be an iser on Shabbos if you hold that dak dak requires only one dimension. The other approach that we said was from the Nishmas Adam. The Nishmas Adam in Klal Yud Zayin wanted to say that maybe dak dak is going to be required on any eichel. Dak is required by silka. When Tosis says that dafka by silka do you violate the malach of tovein, so Nishmas Adam understands that by silka, even if it's paris, even if it's just big pieces, but by anything else, it would have to be dak-dak. And that for Enfer, it's the steer and tosis between our tosis and ayin davet, and the tosis and kuf yud davet about knivas yerek. But also, we suggested that based on this nishmas adam, we could answer the stira between the two sugyas on the ayin davet itself. When Rashi says you need dak-dak, that means I need dak-dak when I need dak-dak, according to Rashi, when I am cutting a normal food. But maybe by the kaveres, by a non-food item, so then maybe you don't need dak-dak at all. Once I have the nishmas adam, we're saying that sometimes you need dak-dak, sometimes you don't need dak-dak, right? So then we could suggest that perhaps by the kaveres, I don't need dak-dak. Maybe by non-food items, it doesn't have to be ground so fine. But by food items, maybe you do need dak-dak. Again, it's not what Nishmas Adam is saying. It's our suggestion based on the Nishmas Adam. The third mahalach I'd like to say is basically what Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says in the Tshuvas. You had a comment beforehand?
I have to back up for just a second. On a basic. We started saying, according to Tosfos, that ain't talking about ain't tchina ba'olam, right?
That's one way of reading the Tosfos, right? The Chazon Ish doesn't want to read the Tosfos that way, but okay.
But what is the problem in it that there's no tchina by Sidur the Bas?
Yeah, so apparently the way we understood it was just that anything that's ro'i to eat right away is not tochen. Tochen means that I am taking something and I'm making it usable. But if it's, like the Rambam said, right? But if it's already usable beforehand, maybe that would not be the iser of tochen. That was the suggestion that we made. Okay, Zozayin. Now, a third suggestion, though, is a suggestion that I think Rav Shlomo Zalman has. It's in the Shmir Shabbos Perek Vav Os Vav in version 2. I have no idea where it is in version 3. And it's in the Tshuvas Mincha Shlomo in Simen Chelek Aleph, Simen Sadi Aleph Os Yud Gimel, where Rav Shlomo Zalman basically says that maybe dak-dak is not an absolute requirement. Dak-dak is a relative requirement. Certain items, it's considered dak-dak, even if the pieces are, by standard measurements, quite large. But it's only dak-dak Right? Dak is only required by other items. That's what Tom Zaman says. And Tom Zaman proves this from a Ramban and Beitza. The Ramban and Beitza talks about someone who's Mivakeya Eitz and Kubitz. That means I'm taking an axe and breaking wood down for fires. No? Usually logs that you have are pretty large. If anyone ever goes camping, and that's how I did during the summer, we go camping for a little bit of time. And you go camping, so we actually don't break down the logs ourselves. We buy them from the camping store. But the logs are a stickholz. It's a piece of wood. It's a decent amount. That's what logs are. The Ramban writes that you could be in violation of Tochen for making logs with an axe. An axe, by the way, is used to make big pieces of wood. A kupitz. How can you violate Tochen? It's not dak dak. Says Rav Shlomo Zalman, dak dak is a relative shear. For certain items, dak dak is large pieces. For other items, dak dak is only small pieces. And therefore, I would argue, that when Rashi tells me that man d'avad chalsa is in violation of Tochen, you're right. There's an issue of Tochen. I am cutting one piece up into two or three, it's not dak dak. The teretz is that the malacha of Tochen, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, means making items usable. Logs are usable when they're pretty large. Reeds are usable when they are reeds. Right? When they're, whatever the size is for basket weaving, right? We don't offer basket weaving in YU, but whatever the size are for basket weaving, that's usable, that's Tochen. Smaller than, right? But there's no objective shear. There's no halacha that, like on Yom HaKippurim, you have melochofnav dakam in hadaka, right? By the keteres in Yom HaKippurim. I think there's an objective shear, what's called dakam in hadaka, as opposed to daka. There's, right, the standard keteres is this. Over here, it's not objective. It depends what the substance is, why I'm doing it. It's a relative shear. That's what Shlomo Zalman is suggesting in that tshuva, and that I think would answer the stira in the Rashi's. Zach.
Tochen doesn't mean cutting, grinding.
See, and this is what we spoke about last time, the Rabbi Nochat, and probably the best approach is that everything we're talking about now is a tolda of Tochen rather than the Ikr Malach of Tochen. Ikr Malach of Tochen is by kotesh, is by grinding. But this is a tolda. That's what we discussed last time. Okay, fine. So that's the approach. Now, if this approach of Rishon is correct, I think everything is beautiful, but I think then the Sefer Yerayim becomes meaningless, no? The Sefer Yerayim writes, Shir Dakusam Lo Noda Lano. I think that's his Lashon. We don't know how fine it has to be. Apparently for the Yerayim there's some Shir, because we don't know what the Shir is. Mashal Mahadar Radomeh tells us in Beitza says that there's some Shir of Tosefa Shabbos, I don't know what it is. Right? That's what Yerayim is saying. Shir Dakusam Lo Noda Lano. But this approach is saying that there is no Shir. There's no objective shear. Daka min hadaka, or dak dak, whatever the term that I'm using is, that means when you make something usable. If it wasn't usable until now it's usable, that is the malach of teichin. Right, that's what Rav Shlomo Zalman is saying. I think it's very nice, but I think it's against the Sefer Yerayim. That's my first discussion that we were talking about last time, that we didn't finish last time, so now we'll move on to the next conversation. Yossi.
Even within Rav Shlomo Zalman, bringing your aim up by saying that when it comes to a cucumber, you still don't know what that
shear is,
cucumber.
Enochanami, but I get the impression from the Urayim, especially when the Bir Halacha is quoting the Urayim, that this is like a klal gadol in Tochen in general. That we don't know how daka it is. That was the story that I said last time. I don't know how much it is. That's what the Urayim is saying. Yeah. Okay, comment?
Yeah, Ramosha's tshuva on to Rav Shimon Eider in Tochen.
Yeah.
I think he asked about the what the case was. By food, you don't have to. By food, it has to be mamish dak dak. In other words, something that is long and thin. He said, Ramosha seems to be matter.
Correct. Rav Moshe is against the Tzemach Tzedek. Yes. Right. I didn't point that out. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, right.
Correct. Yeah, Rav Moshe is against the Tzemach Tzedek. Rabbi Yashiv is quoted in the Archos Shabbos as being machmir that way. And Rav Moshe is meiko on the Shaila. Okay. Zozain. Now. But look in the Archos Shabbos. It's on page 217. He writes as follows. Masha kasa b'tshuvas igris Moshe dine tochein os gimel de lo mesdaber le'esar de imkein ein gvul adavar v'gami sheyapto pri la'abra chalokin yabo min tochein. He says, no. He disagrees. He writes that shem tochein nidon ba'ofen yachasi. Meaning, Rav Moshe says that if it's thin strips, it's not a problem because we don't know what's called dak, right? And you can't just make a gavul. That's what Moshe says. Says to the Archa Shabbos, one second, if you take the Svar of Rav Shlomo Zalman and you go to Ofen Yachasi, so whatever people call very thin is very thin. And the Archa Shabbos is inclined, like Rav Yashiv, that even if it's very thin in only one dimension, it's very thin and long, that would be the Isser. Okay. The next discussion that comes up in Tochein is the famous tshuva of the Rashba in Schelek Dalet Simin Ayin Hei. The Rashba was asked by someone, we don't know who the Shoel is, Sha'alta emutar lefari pesusei lechem losseis lefnei hatarnegolem b'shabes im ikol amechash mishum tchina olo. The Rashba says it's an iser tchina to break pieces of bread up to give it to the chickens to eat on Shabbos. That's the Shaila that the Rashba is asking. And the Rashba answers Teshuva Mistavra Dehode Poris Soka. He has it with the Samach. Hode Poris Soka Dafim Machatech Dak Kedela Ochlo Lamachar Wala Filo Bobiyom Wala Acharshah Lefisha Dako Shal Soka Lachatko Dak Bishet Erev Bishulo. Or he changes the girsa over here, Bishas Bishulo. He says the malach of dak of tochein, it's mistavra, that's only when I cut the item dak to eat it tomorrow, or to eat it later today. Because that's what you do with silka, before you cook it. The kosha darko bekachum enicho la'achasha is chayiv, avo la'ochlo miyad mutar. Shalo asru al ha'odom le'echo ma'achalo chatichos gedolos o ketanos. Says the Rashba, there's no rule in halacha that you have to eat big pieces of food or small pieces of food. You can eat it any way you want to eat it, big, small, whatever you want. Some of the Acharinim understand that what the Rashba means is that al karkacha, there's a heter of cutting stuff up right before you eat it. Because every time I eat, I do taichein. I put food in my mouth, I chew on it, I'm grinding that food. How you talking? I'm violating talking all the time. The terrace is that Shas Achila has to be mutter. Now, if the Rashba means it this way, so then what the Rashba would be saying is only Shas Achila is mutter. The next line in the Rashba says, Ke'inyin sha'amru le'inyin borer, that borer lecho miyad is mutter. Right? That to do borer right away is mutter. The same thing is true by Tolkien. If you take this approach, that what the Rashba says, when the Rashba really means is that you violate taking whenever you eat. So on part of there can't be taking some of Achila. That approach would be saying that the Rashba is only meiko on Shas Achila Mamash. Remember, within the Malacha of Borer, we had a discussion, the Maritas versus the Mahariyah Malafia, right? We felt it's two opinions of the Mordecai. But the question was, to do Borer right before you eat it. Or Mamash Shas Achila. Is that what the Rashba was meiko on? Or is the Rashba going to be meiko on La'alter Ma, in the sense of right before I eat, like by Borer, we assume that there's a heter of Samach L'Seuda, which
also is hard to define. We quoted that Moshe Shkerbo said it's half an hour, others said it's 1 hour. The Magen Avraham over here by Tochein, the Magen Avraham says it's Mishas Yitziyah Mibeis Knesses. Right? When you leave shul before the meal, but the Magen Avraham doesn't define which minyan you go to. Now, you down in my shul, the Hashkama minyan is at 7, you'll be home at 9, and you're not going to eat lunch until 12. Huh? 11:30. Right? But for the Magen Avraham, Mishas Yitziyah Mibeis Knesses, that's the Yisod of Ha'Avar. The fact is that the Magen Avraham is not taking the most limited view within the Rashba. Right? The most limited view within the Rashba is that the Rashba would only be permitting mamish right before I eat. Now, there is a Shilte Borim on this Rashba. The Shilte Borim is on Lamed Beis B'Dapei Harif by us. The Shilte Borim quotes the Tshuvas HaRashba that the Isser of Tochein is only Mechatcho Kedela Achlo L'machar Obo B'Yom. But when you mefarer lechem dak dak latar negolem, the Rashba is quoted by the Shilte Gibayim. We read the Rashba, so Rashba doesn't say this. Rashba is quoted by the Shilte Gibayim as saying, "Im omed alehen sheyochlu oso la'alzer." In other words, the Rashba, as quoted by the Shilte Giborim, is saying that the heter of la'alter is only if you are standing on top of your tarnagolim and you're saying, eat! Eat! Right? You're like forcing them to eat. You get the impression that that would be samach la'achila mamish, not even the way the Magen Avraham says it, which is mishas yitziyah mibeis knesses. You get an impression from the Shilte Giborim's take on the Rashba that it's a smaller amount of time. Okay, good. So now,
what happened to Ein Tchina Achar Tchina?
So what happened to Ein Tchina Achar Tchina? So the Acharonim and the Mishonim, I say it in Acharonim because the Beis Yosef and the Magen Avraham point this out, but it's found earlier in Mishonim in the Arzarua and the Chelak Beisim and Samach. They all say that the Rashba is arguing on the smag. The smag was meikel on being poor and left out of the tiny golem because it means chena. But the Rashba apparently holds that there ain't no such rule of ain techina achar techina.
Now,
it doesn't go as far back as individual official. Well, apparently. It does not go as far back as individual official. Next time we learn the Mirza Shem, we'll have to look at the Chazanish of Ein Tchina Achar Tchina, where the Chazanish says that Ein Tchina Achar Tchina is the same type of words as Ein Bishal Achar Bishal, but means something totally different. Okay? The Chazanish, it's paragraph theorem as an Indian, where he says that, so I think we'll talk about that next time we learn. I don't want to focus on Ein Tochein Achar Tochein now. That will complicate matters too much. Let's talk about the Rashba La'alter. Is this Rashba La'alter accepted? So, other Rishonim quote the Rashba. The Ran, on Lamed Beis, quotes the Rashba. And then, the last line of the Ran, however, is that he quotes the Smag. He writes, Sefer Mitzvah Sitiro, Lefish Ein Tchina Achar Tchina. So he quotes the Rashba, and then he quotes the Smag. Comes along the Chazonish, and the Chazonish says, you know what, based on this, the Beis Yosef's portrayal of the Mishonin is not correct. The Beis Yosef writes that the Ran agrees with the Rashba. He writes, Kesava Haran in Paraklau Gadol, that the Ran quotes this Rashba in Paraklau Gadol. Says the Chazanish, no. The Ran, Lamaskana, does not hold that there's a heter of La'alter by Teichin. The Beis Yosef tries to stack the deck. Beis Yosef says, you know what? The heter to grind up food right before you eat it, according to Beis Yosef, has very firm basis. It has firm basis because the Rashba's makel on La'alter, because the Rosh's makel on the Ein Tchina Ba'ochlim, Taisvis, according to the Beis Yosef, also holds Ein Tchina Ba'ochlim. And the Beis Yosef says even the Rashban and the Yireyim, who don't give us a kula categorically of Ein Tchina Ba'ochlim, but who says they disagree with the Rashba about Tochein La'altar, apparently this svara of comparing Tochein to Borer is a very glatt svara, says the Beis Yosef, and combining this svara with the fact that by foods they might not be Tochein, therefore the Beis Yosef says to cut up your salad into small pieces should be mutter samach la'achila, should be mutter la'altar, like the Rashba says. Mikom makom, nachon hadavar lahaz here, sheyachtuchum l'chatichos gedolos k'tzas, v'sheyoku la'altar. It's nachon hadavar to cut into slightly larger pieces. And the Mishnah Brura in Sivkatin Memhei quotes the Beis Yosef. Even though the Rama writes that la'achlo miyad is mutter, and the Rama does not say that you should cut into slightly larger pieces, the Rama left out the end of the Beis Yosef to be chaytich into larger pieces. But the Magen Avraham in Os Tesvav, the Magen Avraham says, one second. First of all, who says the Rashba is accepted? Who does not accept the Rashba? Well, the Shulte Giborim does not accept the Rashba. The Shulte Giborim writes, Al tishiveni mi breira shehitiru livra kishirotu lecho la'altar, dahasam taima debekahai gavna shehitiru lohevi breira. But who says this will be a kula by Tochein? Right? In other words, the Shulte Giborim argues on the Rashba. Says the Magen Avraham, since the Shulte Giborim argues on the Rashba, therefore follow the Beis Yosef and cut into slightly bigger pieces. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah paskens, what halacha. Right? Effectively, the Beis Yosef really is into the Rashba because he assumes that the Ran agrees, that the Balei HaTosfos, the Tosfos and the Rashi say, Ein Tochein Ba'ochlim, would for sure be Mekel. It's just L'Rav HaDemosa cut into slightly larger pieces, and that L'Rav HaDemosa does not make it to the Ramah. But the Mishnah Berurah and the Magen Avraham quote it because who says we accept the Rashba at all? Now let's just take this apart for a few minutes. The Shulte Giborim's taina is that you can't compare Borer to... You cannot compare Borer to Tochein. Because by Borer, I make Ola Alter, because it's Ein Derech Breira. But that's not going to help by Tochein. Now, if you look in the Shvisas HaShabbos, in Borer Os Beis, the Shvisas HaShabbos points out that there's a fundamental machlokes about why Borer La Alter is Mutter. Rashi writes on Ayin Dalet that Borer La'altar is mutter because Ein Zed Derech Borerin. The Derech of the Melacha of Borer is to do it La'achar Zman. La'altar is Shelo Kedarko of Borer. If that is correct, then I have no carryover between Borer and Tochein. Because by Borer, the Melacha of Borer, what used to be done, that you remove the stones, let's say, from the wheat, and you'll leave the wheat there for a long time. The derech of the malacha was la'achar zman. But by Tochein, I'm not sure the derech is to do it for a long time. Mehechatesi. So, if you accept the approach of Ein Zed Derech Boirin, you have no kula. However, the Shvisas HaShabbos notes that in many of the Rishonim, you see a lashon that the heter is because it is considered derech achila. By Borer. The heter Borer la'alter is because it's mutter, because it's derech achila. If the heter is out derech achila, so then one could much easier carry over what I have by Borer to Tochein.
Because what I'm really saying is that there's no iser when I do something in order to eat it. Look in the Ur Zarua, in that Ma'ir Makam that we gave a few minutes ago. Chelak Beis, Simin, Samach. The Ur Zarua writes, Midi de Orche la'ochlo hachi, Ein bazeh tochein. Whoa. Right? If it's derech achila, it's the normal way to eat it, that's not how you eat it. The Rashba al-Karkha is assuming that the heter of Borer can carry over to Tochein, because it's not a limited heter of Borer. It's not just saying, this is not the derech of Borer, it's saying much more than that. It's saying, this is derech achila. If it's a heter of derech achila, so then I could carry it over to Tochein, perhaps. Again, the Shulta Giborim doesn't like it. But to defend the Rashba, I think we have to say this type of formulas. Now, if this is the case, Yesh La'ayin in a number of situations, there's a tshuva, I have to admit, I'm pulling this out of my notes, I didn't look these tshuvas up again, but years ago, in Tosh and Samach Aleph, when I gave kabbalas on this topic last time, So there's a tshuva in the Beis Yehuda of Reb Yehuda Ayish. Reb Yehuda Ayish is a Sephardi posek. I probably only found this from Chacham Ovadia Yosef. In Simin Chof Vav, the Beis Yehuda of Reb Yehuda Ayish, he discusses, are you allowed, does the heter of the Rashba of La'alter apply by besamim that you want to smell? There are certain items that if you grind them up, it will produce a fragrance. Is there a heter of la'alter in that case? He tainas, and my analysis would be that he's correct, that the heter of la'alter is only going to be true on something that you're eating. Something that I'm not eating, something that I'm smelling, mehichatesi, there's a heter. Now one could have argued that the heter of derech achila might mean consumption, but maybe besamim is not consumed in the sense of getting used up at all. Perhaps. Again. Oh, thank you.
That'll be a good cheer.
Now, that's one ha'ara. Another ha'ara. The Shulchan Aruch Harav in Se'if Zion. And the Shar HaTzion over here in Sif Katan Lamed. They discuss, do I have a heter of la'alter if I am grinding something that I will mix up into other foods? The Alter Rebbe writes, I can't take pilpulin and grind them up, or tavlin and grind them up, even to use it right away, because I'm using it ayudei taruvus. I'm using it through a mixture. So what's the difference? So I were, and the Shar HaTzion quotes that the El Yeraba is mesupik about this point. One could argue that if the heter is a heter of achila, so then that only makes sense if it's the main thing that I'm eating. But if it's something that is just adding flavor to something else, so then perhaps the heter doesn't apply. Again, I'm not sure. One thing I know is that the Rashba is mako based on derech achila. We saw a svara that we had in terms of Bishul by Klisheni, that by tavlin, right, people don't view it like you're being mabash on the tavlin, because the tavlin is there only to flavor something else, right? And therefore, there's certainly no din of Kali HaBishol on the tavlin. Perhaps we could extend this idea and say that there's no heter of la'alter on the tavlin, like the Shulchan Aruch HaRav is saying, because I'm not eating the item itself, it's ayudei taruvus. Again, I'm not sure this is correct, but it's something to think about. Yossi, what do you have to say? You're going to say, who says I'm right? And I'm saying, I'm not sure I'm right. Okay. Oh. Now, one thing that is accepted within the Rashba is the tshuva of the Vivash.
The Rav Ash is actually quoted in the Bir Halacha, Dibra Masko Midi. The Rav Ash says that even the Rashba, who's missing on Tochen La'altar, that's only going to be true if you are not being Tochen the Kli. You see, if the Rashba is being Medame, Borer to Tochen, so by Borer I have no heter if I'm doing Borer B'Kli, and therefore I have no heter of Tochen if I am doing Tochen B'Kli. Right? There's no heter. It's a Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos we saw. When there's a heter of Borer B'Kli, Lecha La'altar. No? Rashi was Megal, but in Lahalacha we don't accept that Rashi. So if that's the case, there'd be no heter of Tochen B'Kli, Lecha La'altar. Now the Bir Halacha discusses, okay, so what exactly is a Kli? When I do Tochen, most often I use a knife. But that's how I'm cutting it up. So he says, no, maybe we're talking about a specific grinding knife. And that's the Isser B'Hakmesser that the Mishnah Berurah have cut the Memhei quotes. Right? The idea is that this is a knife that's made bedaka for grinding and finer pieces. My regular steak knife is meant to eat with also. No? So such a knife, I eat my steak with it, I can cut a vegetable with it. But if it's a knife that's made specifically for cutting things very fine, there would be no heter according to the Bir Halacha. Now, what I found interesting in this Bir Halacha, which I didn't remember when we were learning Borer, right? He says, Yesh la'ayin, if you use a hakmeser, that maybe it's not like a napa ukevara, but maybe it's asur midrabanan, just like a kanon and tamchoi is asur midrabanan, kevam demiyuchat tsas lebrera. Right? Our analysis of kanon and tamchoi would not lead this way. We felt that kanon is fundamentally different than napa and kevara. Napa and kevara does the borer itself, but the kanon, you need the nianua hayad to do, you have to shake it, or the bach about tamchoi itself was that you shake it. The Bir Halacha is saying a different approach. He's saying that kanon and tamchoi is somehow dome. It's miyucha ktsas and borer. It's somewhat similar. I'm not exactly sure what he means, but he assumes that the hakmeser will fall into this category. Now, basically, what we have is a Beis Yosef who accepts a Rashba, because most Rishonim, in his opinion, agree with the Rashba or give even a bigger kula than the Rashba. Beis Yosef just throws in a little chumrah to cut up into smaller pieces. The Magen Avraham has the Shote Giborim, who fundamentally disagrees with the Halacha, and therefore for the Magen Avraham, cutting it into smaller pieces would seem to be more necessary even than it is than the Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef is assuming it's like a chumrah. The Magen Avraham, because he's invoking this Shote Giborim, you get an impression it might be necessary, but nonetheless, he defends the practice that many people have to cut up the vegetables very fine. He says, Yesh lahem al mashi yismoku.
So the only time, so the Magen Avraham was to say that the heter, that you don't need la'alter if you cut it into slightly larger pieces.
The Magen Avraham would say, if I cut it slightly larger pieces, then maybe
I
don't know if the Magen Avraham is saying, again, it depends how, it's very hard to answer, it depends how large, how much larger the pieces
that
are. Hard to know.
So, but so-called larger pieces would be a heter for what? For not requiring the altar?
Correct. I think so. Up. Chazon Ish, however, in Simin Nun Zayin, in a number of paragraphs, the Chazon Ish takes issue with this entire Beis Yosef. In Dibra HaMasul V'Omnam, the Chazon Ish first notes that who says the Ran agrees with the Rashba. And then he writes, Yesh L'Tmoa from a Tosefta, the Tosefta Perek Tesvav, Halacha Yud Gimel. The Tosefta writes, the ein meraskin devela ugrogros v'charuven lefnei zakenim b'shabbos. Aba merasik hu b'yad shosakin u'be'etz ha'parur v'ein kosheish. The Tosefta says that you're not allowed to be merasik figs on Shabbos. presume, and you're doing it, lefnei zakenim. Apparently the zakenim can't eat the fig straight up. So you have to be merasik then for the zakenim. Says the Chazanish, how karkakal what you're doing is you are cutting these figs down right before you eat it. And you see that the Tosefta says it's usher. Therefore, there's no heter of samach la'achila. You see from the Tosefta that the la'alter heter of the Rashba is incorrect. The only way that the Chazon Ish can defend the Rashba's la'alter heter is by saying that the Rashba is talking about something different than the Tosefta is talking about. See, the Tosefta says a meraskin. What is meraskin? The Chazon Ish says that meraskin means to be kotesh. Meraskin means that you take the figs and you make, they sell sometimes Pesach time, like fig peanut butter, fig butter. Right? Your mom is pulverizing it. You're grinding it entirely. That's meraskin. And that we spoke about last time for the Chazon Ish, that's like the ikar of tchina. The Rashba writes that maybe there's only a hefter for the Rashba if you chotek something dak. Because when I cut something into little pieces, I'm not really changing it. It's just smaller. But when I'm erasing something, I fundamentally change its status. Again, I need a chemist over here, if this is correct. But I think what he's assuming is that when you pulverize something, it changes its form. That's a real shinui mahuti in it. Cutting it into small pieces is just changing its dimension. Right? A quantitative change is not as much of a change as a qualitative change. That's what the Chazon Ish is assuming in this paragraph. And therefore, there's going to be no heter for the Rashba. Even for the Rashba, there's no heter on Kotesh. Then, in the next paragraph, or actually he skips a paragraph, for some reason Chazon Ishes don't read straight, no? I don't know if I'm allowed to say this. But, like, paragraph, Dima Masak Ube Iker, is really coming after paragraph, the Umnam, the middle paragraph doesn't seem to connect. Then he quotes, by the way, you should know that many Mishonim disagree with the Rashba. The Rashbam, the Smag, the Mordechai, the Re'aim, even the Ran is Mesupik. The Shumas Hadeshen, he assumes, disagrees with the Rashba. Ubisvara, Yesh Lachalik, being Borah Latochin, Shemeshana Tzura, Mishon, it's fake. By there, maybe there's a Hezer out there because I'm not doing any change. By Tochin, there is a change. Meaning, for the Chazon Ish, the Yisod of Tochin is that there's a change that takes place. Ordinary Tochin has some change. It's a quantitative change. It's smaller. The dimensions are smaller. The Rashba we make on the altar. But says the Chazon Ish, I'm not convinced that this call is correct. Because even Tochin in the sense of grinding into small pieces, just a change in quantity, just a change in dimension, even that is less of a change then, right, the qualitative change of, even that, excuse me, is more of a change than Borer. Let me say, I was trying to do too many things in one sentence. Right? By Borer, there's a heter out there, because Borer is a malacha that nothing changes. By Taifein, something changes, and there's no heter out there. Certainly, even the Rashba would not be makel on Kotesh la'alter, because Kotesh is a fundamental change.
Risum.
Right? Risum is a fundamental change. That's the yesod of the Rashba. Now, that's the yesod of the Chazon Ish. Now, a few points to be made. First of all, the Tosefta says in Meraskin. This word Meraskin, I don't know what it means. The Mefarshim on the Tosefta, the Minchas Bikurim and the Minchas Yitzchak in this Tosefta in the back, they have two types of merasik. Merasik either means mechateich, v'yesh mefarshin kolchin, v'harishon ikar. In other words, the ikar perish is mechateich. The Ramah in Se'if Yud Beis is understanding asur lachtoch grogros v'charuvin l'fnei zakenim. Lachtoch means to cut it into smaller pieces. It doesn't mean to be merasik.
For the Chazan Ish, the Tosefta only means merasik. The Magen Avraham in Sifkatan Yudalid also wants to say that the Isser is only to be merasik. No? Nachem Nerali says the Magen Avraham, merasik hainu kotesh bekoro. But if you do it with a knife, that's going to be mutter. Now the Magen Avraham's proof is from the Tosefta itself. The Tosefta says, I'm not allowed to merasek the gross with nehazakenim, but what I can do is I can have a merasek biyad shosaken. I can take like the handle of a knife and be merasek. Correct the Magen Avraham, the handle of a knife doesn't cut. I cut with the blade of a knife. I never cut with the handle of a knife. Handles of knives don't cut. So apartheid, it means kotesh.
Mashing.
Right? It means mashing, or right? That's what the Magen Avraham is saying. And the Chazon Ish is basically agreeing with that within the Tosefta. Right? The Chazon Ish has to end up agreeing with the Maskana of the Magen Avraham. However, there's another issue within this Magen Avraham, within this Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish is assuming that if I'm merasek figs, grogros, so that would be the real Isser of Tayyidin. But then the Chazon Ish asks in the paragraph that begins, Le'inyin Chiyuv, the Chazon Ish says, how's that talking? It remains together. So the Chazon Ish, no, the fact that it remains together is only because there's a moisture in your face. That's how it remains together. Really, the pieces should be spread apart. There's no difference between a real solid and an item that has some liquid in it. Therefore, the Chazon Ish says that there is a malacha of tochein, even if it's not really broken into little pieces. But Moshe Feinstein says, what are you talking about? To break something into little pieces, that's a little pieces. Over here, it's one blob. That's not Taichin. This is the Shaila of being talking a banana on Shabbos, of being merasing a banana. The Chazon Ish writes that this is the fundamental. Shkikas bananas of Nitinokas b'Shabbos. There's no heter of the Rashba of La'altar. And the other heterim that the Rishonim mention, that there's no tchina of ayvon, etc., doesn't help. So therefore, the Chazon Ish writes, "Emi lahatir ayude rabbi yishina bekata the sakino kata the kapamazbe." The only heter is using the handle of the fork or the spoon. Right now, Rav Moshe Feinstein says you don't need the handle of the spoon itself is a shinoi. And Rav Moshe writes also that fundamentally, merasek a banana is not tochen, because it remains a blob, or it remains the same thing. Tochen is when it's into smaller pieces. This is not tochen at all.
So why does the Chazon Ish say about the grogros, even though it doesn't break into small pieces, why is that tochen?
So the Chazon Ish writes, Ein nafkusa bein davar yavesh shemis pari l'resisim ubein davar ratov shemis davek l'gush av. Hare grogros, hare devela be grogros shenichta shemis davek l'gush echav u'mikom bakom yeshev shem toke.
Why?
Because if not for the liquid, it would be separate. Hard to understand, no?
But the mice, it's not separate.
The Chazon Ish understands apparently that the malach of teichin is more of doing a change in an item than it is breaking it into smaller pieces. Now you can violate teichin even though you're not breaking it into smaller pieces. Yes, sir.
So you said about banana
and avocado? Banana and avocado should be the same thing, right? If you want to make guacamole on Shabbos, right? The same thing for the Chaz. Now, Reb Moshe, even though he feels that fundamentally there is no Isser Tochen if you grind a banana and avocado on Shabbos, but he says, well, Rav Kadamilson, why not do the Chazon Ish and use the back of your fork? No? Back of a spoon for Moshe is not necessary, but back of the fork you should use. Okay. So
still Zion. Now, I have a theory. My theory is that the entire Tosefta is not really talking about the malacha of Tochen at all. Let's go back to this Tosefta. Tosefta writes, Ein kolchen es hamelach b'madduch sho'etz, avamaraseku b'yad sho'sakin. You can't use a grinder on your salt, but you can use the handle of a knife on the salt. Now, salt, is there tchina on salt? The Trumas Hadeshin says that there's only tchina on gedolei karka. Salt is not gedolei karka. How do I know salt is not gedolei karka? Well, by ma'amer, we saw that salt is not gedolei karka. So, that's obvious. What emerges is that the Tosefta can't be talking about tchina. In the same Tosefta, talks about salt, the next line is about the Deveil on the Grogros. I would argue that the Tosefta is more about an Isser of Ugdin Dechol than anything else. Maybe the zero Isser of Tochein. Why? Because Rav Moshe is correct. How come I should use the back of my whatever on my great grace? The answer is Ugdin Dechol. It's not Shabbos stick. I don't know how to define what Shabbos stick is. I'm not sure. Okay? I have no idea. As kids, like, we, our principal was upset. We used to like play punch ball in the street on Shabbos. It was like 9 or 10 or something. I remember Rabbi Kamenetsky once had to speak to all of us, like, to give us mussar for playing punch ball. It was like very strange. But I don't know what Ubdin Dukhol is. But I would argue that the Tosefta is not really talking about Tochein. And Haraya, if it's really Tochein, I don't know if using the back of the item should help, because it's a shinui. And in the Shulchan Aruch, I'm makel sometimes with two shinuyim. With a single shinui, I'm less inclined to be makel. How can I be makel just by using the back of a fork? Right? Don't I need two shinuyim? We saw that in Shulchan Aruch and Sif Yod. We'll talk about that at a different time. The fact is, I would argue that the Tosefta is really talking about a din of Uvdin Dechol, and therefore maybe Rav Moshe is correct that there is no Isser at all of Tochein on my banana when I make it into banana mush. Okay, that's what I wanted to say. Obviously, like always, there's always more to say, but thank you, Chevra. Have a good day. Freilichen Fast Day. Freilichen Fast Day. This is the only Tainus that's a Tainus Shel Simcha, no? The Lashon of the Rokeach and the other Rishonim is that Tainus Esther is a Tainus Shel Simcha. That's why Rav Shechter used to say that we're not Mechanech Ketanim to fast, because there's no Chinuch and Avelos. But Tainus Esther, you should fast. I remember the first time I heard this from Rav Shechter. Rav Shechter was like serving as acting Rosh Hashiva in Keren B'Yavna for an Elul Zman. So I asked 9-year-old Shai Shechter, does he fast on Tainus Esther? She says, I don't know, but my father tells me that like one day a year I'm not supposed to eat. I just don't remember which one it is. I'm like, okay, 9-year-old Shai Shechter, that's the answer. Okay, Chevra. So it's a Tainus Shel Simcha. That's why all the Idunim, no? It says in Shulchan Aruch that B'Shas Tzara, on a fast day, you're not supposed to wear leather shoes. You're not, if you have to eat, you should eat bland food, etc. On Tainus Esther, if you have to eat today, eat like Kesuda Shlomo B'Shaito. And there's no Isra at all on Rechitza, showering this morning. There's a minig not to shower in Shabbos or B'tam. There's no minig not to shower on what's it called? Tainus Esther. Because Tainus Esther is not a Tainus of Tzara Kihuza. Okay, have a good day.